This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Solicito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Solicito of Solicito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods safe for the environment and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now, Jim Solicito.
I love hostas. They're tough plants bothered by only a few pests and some deer. Slugs are the main offenders when it comes to things that crawl and go slime in the night. Now, sanitation is the first line of defense. Slugs gravitate to moist, dark areas, so be sure to clean up any leaf debris, especially in the fall. It's also a good idea to avoid watering plants towards the end of a day when leaves have little chance to dry out before dark. Now, there are commercial slug baits that are available, and I sometimes place a barrier of horticultural diatomaceous earth around the perimeter of each plant. When the slug crawls over it, well, it gets shredded. Beer can be effective. Drink enough of it, and you won't see any of the damage being done. Better yet, place a shallow container of beer in your garden, and the slugs will crawl over it and drown. At least they're going to die happy. Now, these traps do need to be cleaned out, and I love to pour flat beer on my plants anyway, so you can fertilize while you're getting rid of the slugs. Recently, however, I've started using a solution of 15% ammonia and 85% water. I just apply the mixture in a watering can at night, completely soaking all the leaves and killing all the slugs on contact. Since ammonia is a form of fertilizer, this helps the plants while killing the slugs quickly. Again, the process of 15% ammonia may be repeated every 2 weeks for maximum effectiveness. Now, I love golden or yellow hosta because they're generally planted in the shade, and yellow captures all available light and really does the heavy lifting in the garden, especially on an overcast day. And hostas do like it moist, but prefer fast-draining soil. The yellow hosta require a bit more sun than their green or blue cousins. Keep in mind that hosta that are yellow in color don't have as much photosynthesis going on as those that are green, so some additional fertilizing is always a good idea to keep them looking at the very best. Hence, 15% ammonia, 85% water. I'm Jim Solicito, and I hope this tip helps you to slug it out in your own garden should conditions dictate.
From the Soil with Solicito is a production of WRVO Public Media. The entire series is available as podcasts at wrvo.org/Solicito. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit Solicito.com and click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.